From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Syrian forces advanced in the northern city of Aleppo Sunday in an ongoing offensive to wrest one of the country's major cities from opposition fighters. Syrian state media reports the army promised rebels safe passage if they cleared out of the city's eastern sector following bombing campaigns that have heavily targeted the area's hospitals. Relief workers say the largest remaining Syrian hospital in the rebel-held eastern half of Aleppo was bombed Saturday for the second time in recent days, as Syrian government forces and their Russian allies pushed to recapture the entire city. The New York Times reports U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump declared a $916 million loss on his 1995 income tax returns. The newspaper said the substantial tax deduction could have allowed Trump to legally avoid paying any federal income taxes for up to 18 years. The Times said the nearly billion-dollar loss was large enough to eliminate more than $50 million a year in taxable income for 18 years. The newspaper said it had consulted tax experts who saw nothing illegal in the Trump tax documents that took advantage of the tax provision. Responding to the report Sunday, Trump tweeted, "I know our complex tax laws better than anyone who has ever run for president and am the only one who can fix them." Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton speculated at a presidential debate that Trump had not released his tax returns because they would reveal that he had not paid any federal taxes. This is VOA News. Several dozen people were killed in Ethiopia's Oromia region when police fired tear gas and warning shots to disperse anti-government protesters at a religious festival. The tear gas caused panic and triggered a stampede Sunday that killed at least 50 people. Without giving a specific death toll, the government confirmed several people died and others were injured in chaotic scenes during the annual festival, in which the Oromo community marks the end of the rainy season. Hungarians were voting Sunday in a referendum over the European Union migrant quotas for their country. The referendum was called by Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's government to strengthen its opposition to any future mandatory EU quotas for migrants and refugees seeking asylum. The question on the ballot is, do you want the European Union to be able to prescribe the mandatory settlement of non-Hungarian citizens in Hungary, even without the consent of Parliament? Orbán spoke after voting.
The European Union is imagined as a democratic community. So the outcome of that referenda is not about the government and not about the parliament. It's about the Hungarian people. So the Hungarian people will express clearly their intention, opinion, voice, and will. And if European Union is democratic, as we are convinced it is, must accept what the Hungarian people will and not will.
Orbán has strongly opposed the EU plan to relocate 160,000 migrants more evenly across the bloc, under which Hungary would receive slightly less than 1,300 asylum seekers. Colombians decide Sunday whether to accept a peace deal between the government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. The referendum comes 6 days after a final peace agreement between the government and the National Guerrilla Movement was signed, bringing an end to the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. Public opinion polls indicate the peace deal is likely to be ratified. In a major boost to global efforts to address climate change, India, the world's third-largest emitter of greenhouse gases, ratified the landmark Paris Climate Pact Sunday. India's formal agreement brings the accord closer to coming into force. It is to take effect after 55 countries producing 55% of the world's emissions ratify it. Hundreds of people are getting ready to be airlifted out of the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay as powerful Hurricane Matthew heads toward Cuba, Haiti, and Jamaica. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.